Mexico about 3 or 4 years ago, and the journey, the journey, the journey was long. She got a job at a local factory, sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. A man arrived.
Yeah, this is my home. This is where I belong. What a great song, huh? Anyway, welcome back to the Matt Flynn Show, Matt Flynn Direct. Yeah, this is our last segment. We've got a full bank of phone calls lined up. Stu Daniels here filling in for Matt today. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in today. If you want to get on the radio before we wrap things up, feel free. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We've been discussing lots of different topics today. Among them, the convention coming up this weekend, Democratic State Convention in Wisconsin. If you want to hear it, if you can't be there, make sure you're tuned into the radio, because we will be broadcasting portions of it, maybe all of it. I'm not sure. I got to find out. But it'll be on the radio, so make sure you're tuned in. And also tune into the Devil's Advocates later today and tomorrow, and they'll be telling you the coverage that we'll be doing. All right. And Summerfest starts on Thursday. Lots of great shows going to be down at the Summerfest grounds. I looked up, I tell you, I don't like to complain too much about anything Summerfest, but trying to see who's playing there each night using their website isn't that easy right now. I hope they can make it a little easier, but it looks like they got Jason Isbell and the 400 unit down there on Thursday night at the BMO Harris Pavilion. Friday night, Steve Miller Band. Saturday nights, Ann Wilson of Heart. Lots of other great artists coming, like Todd Rundgren, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Portugal the Man, The Pretty Reckless, and Death Cab for Cutie. I wish I could be at all those shows. But let's go back to the phone lines, because we've got some people that have been holding on for a while. Gary from Sussex, how are you today, and what do you have to say?
Hi, Stu. Hey, do you remember me?
Yeah, I remember you totally, dude. What do you mean?
I didn't know if you remembered me, because I met you a couple times.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear from you, man. Thank you for calling.
You used to have a show, I think it was on Sunday's music show, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a couple of different music shows. Stu Man PM was one of them. And yeah, I had a great time playing music and talking politics. Yep, that was me. Yeah. We had a great time.
You were the first person that I happened to tune in on your show and found your station. And then I called you, and I told you I was conservative, and you acted really nice to me and said, hey, you know, you got to keep calling. Well, I did. I took a break for a while because I just couldn't take it anymore. I just needed to take a break, you know. But, no, I'm really happy to hear your voice in the radio. That's really cool. I do got a couple of real fast comments. Yeah, I got a couple fast comments for you. Jeannie, I've been listening to Jeannie. I'm a big fan of Jeannie.
Everybody is.
She claims that she claims she's an independent. I think that she is a Democrat. You know, I know she said that she's a Democrat now, but she said, well, I'm really an independent. No, she said, I used to be an independent. I'm a Democrat now. But she's pretty cool. She ought to get her own show, because she sure can go on and talk and talk and talk. I do want to say something. She talked about the Koch brothers. Well, there's only one brother. She didn't realize that one of them died already.
Yeah, well, she probably knew that. And, as aware as she is, I bet you she knows that. But, you know, you refer to what's going on as the Koch brothers. So I think she knows it. But thank you for mentioning that. Yep, there's only one left.
And then she mentioned that she never seen any president ever go through hell like this. Well, I have to differ with it, because Trump, the day that he was elected, the Democrats said, we're going to take him out and make life miserable. He didn't even do anything yet, and then they had all these plans. So for 4 years, I think that he pretty much went through hell. Now, some of the things he causes his own problems with his mouth, granted, he does. I get irritated every time he opens his mouth sometimes, you know?
Yeah, Gary, listen, we're running out of time. I just want to ask you one question before I have to let you go, because we have a few other callers I want to get on. Yeah. And let me ask you this. If Trump is the nominee for the Republicans in 2024 at this point, would you vote for him?
Absolutely, 100%. But he's not my first choice for the Republicans. I like DeSantis.
You like DeSantis?
No, Trump is not my...
Okay.
Better than Trump.
Gary, thank you for the call, and thank you for making contact again, and I hope you call next time I'm on. And let's go to Jackie before we run out of time. Jackie from Milwaukee, what do you have to say?
Hey, Stu, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It's great to be back.
I just, CJ, does he know that it wasn't Democrats out there on January 6th? I don't understand if these people don't know what happened or what, but I have a dumb question. Why aren't these fake electors, they know who they are, right? Why aren't they arrested? They're so big on voter fraud. I don't get why they're not arrested.
Yeah, well, you never know what may happen in the future. It does look like the January 6th committee is cracking down on them, and it'll be interesting to see what we see tomorrow in the committee hearing. And there may be a point when the Department of Justice does arrest some of these people. Jackie, we got to let you go because... Is there anything else you want to tell me before we go? We're running out of time.
Well, I think Liz Cheney's doing an amazing job and bringing out all kinds of information. It's just blowing my mind. It's so interesting. So, okay, thanks, Stu.
I agree with you 100%. Liz Cheney's doing a great job, Jackie. Thank you for the call. I think we have time for one more. Wisco Paul, you're up next. Brother, what do you have to say?
Yeah, very quickly. Cheney speaks the truth, so does Bill. Gary is the same as CJ, Trump lovers. And at this point, if you're still in bed with Trump or would vote for him again, you have serious issues because he tried to overthrow our democracy, like Jeannie said, and he tried to take my vote away. And Gary said it all to me. He'd still vote for the man. So he must not like democracy. It's ridiculous. Okay, thanks, Stu. Have a great day.
Thank you, Wisco Paul. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. What do you have to say, brother?
Hey, Stu, welcome back. Long time no hear.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back. We've only got like a minute left, brother. What do you have to say?
Yep, I got you. Well, hey, I want to get on something. As Gary says, he would vote for DeSantis. As your last caller just said, Mark, is that if you heard the news report there, they just said in Florida, Ron DeSantis is not going to accept the federal money needed to give every child under five the vaccine. Only those that have health care, the private. You know, doctors can administer the shots, but they will
not
provide
for
that state. And who is he exactly targeting? I mean, this is the man who they're talking about worshiping and voting for in 24, and he's specifically hurting poor, you know, neighborhoods, people without insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I miss your music mix, man, on all the funk music. I miss
that.
It. Earl needs to get you back on. No disrespect for the other DJs, but, you know, you still in Milwaukee down by the Art Bar and all?
Not right now, but you never know what the future holds, brother. I got to let you go because
we're
running out of time.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eric. Hey, that's it for today, folks. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. It was a fun time. And I think I will be back on Friday of this week. So you have that to look forward to. Tomorrow, Matt's going to be back. And thank you for tuning in to Matt Flynn Direct.